אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. In the first visit of its kind, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Mossad Chief Yossi Cohen traveled to Saudi Arabia last Sunday for meetings with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. News of the meeting was confirmed on Monday afternoon by Education Minister Yoav Gallant. There was no formal announcement by the participants about the meeting, and neither Defence Minister and Alternative Prime Minister Benny Gantz or Foreign Affairs Minister Gabi Ashkenazi, both of the Kahol Levan party, were informed of it. Netanyahu and Cohen travelled to Saudi Arabia on the private plane of businessman Ehud Angel. First reports of Netanyahu's trip came after Twitter users noticed that a private jet had made a rare trip between Tel Aviv and Neom on Sunday evening, sparking speculation of a high-level meeting. Despite reports that Saudi Arabia's powerful Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had a very warm meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, the current monarch, King Salman, is opposed to normalization with Israel, so this meeting did not herald a change in formal relations between the two countries. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, a professor of physics and an officer in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and head of Iran's nuclear weapons program, was assassinated on Friday in an ambush in Abzad, a village just east of the capital Tehran that is a retreat for the Iranian elite. The European Union on Saturday condemned the killing as a criminal act and urged calm and restraint as officials in Tehran blamed Israel for the assassination and vowed to respond. Israel had no comment on the attack, and the IDF had not been placed on a heightened alert in its wake. The New York Times reported that Israel was responsible for the assassination. Fakhrizadeh has long been thought to be on the Mossad's hit list. Israeli embassies around the world are on high alert. Benny Gantz announced on Sunday that he would form a government committee to investigate the irregular purchase process of submarines and corvettes, an affair that has already resulted in indictments against several close associates of Prime Minister Netanyahu, as well as high-ranking military officials, but not Netanyahu himself. The investigation is viewed by Likud as a betrayal of the coalition arrangement. However, Kahol Levan said it is Likud who are not honouring their agreements. Under the coalition deal between Likud and Kahol Levan, the two agreed to pass a two-year budget, 2020-21. Netanyahu, however, is now insisting on separate budgets for 2020 and 2021, with a failure to pass a budget allowing him to avoid handing over the premiership to Gantz and instead go to elections. The High Court of Justice instructed the government on Tuesday to explain why it has thus far failed to pass a budget for 2020. The court gave the government 21 days to explain the legality of an amendment to Israel's basic law, passed by legislators in August, which allowed them to delay the passing of the budget until mid-December. Science Minister Yitzhak Shai of Kahol Levan said on Thursday that there was a good chance his party would vote in favour of a no-confidence motion in the government, toppling the coalition and setting the country formally on the path to new elections. Opposition leader Yair Lapid said on Monday that he would again present a proposal this week to disperse the Knesset and call new elections. Kahol Levan Culture and Sports Minister Chili Tropper said his party could support the bill. Kahol Levan leader Benny Gantz has refused to say if his party will support the bill. The party has been weighing putting forward its own bill to disperse the Knesset to avoid handing Yesh Atid credit for the move. Yamina MK, Ayelet Shaked, said on Wednesday that her right-wing religious party would support Lapid's bill to disband the Knesset. On Thursday, Prime Minister Netanyahu said there was no doubt elections are coming and blamed his coalition partners. A pair of polls published on Tuesday night showed Likud remaining the largest party in the Knesset if elections were to be held now, with Yamina second. With no viable alternative to a right-wing coalition, Ali Salem, the mayor of Nazareth, announced plans on Thursday to found a joint Arab-Jewish party to compete in the next elections. On Tuesday, MK Mansour Abbas, head of the Islamist Ram faction within the joint list, demanded that his fellow Arab politicians change course, warning that unless they do, the joint list will not be able to continue to exist. He said if the joint list repeats the same mistakes, the same positions, that offers no vision for the Arab community, it abandons the rationale for its existence. He's in favour of a pragmatic approach that seeks more government funds and attention to their communities, regardless of who's in power. Other leaders in the joint list accused Abbas of betrayal and becoming a mouthpiece of Prime Minister Netanyahu. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit asked the High Court of Justice on Thursday to issue an injunction forcing the government to appoint a new permanent police commissioner, a position that's been vacant for almost 2 years. Mandelblit has previously said that the Prime Minister cannot be the one to appoint top law enforcement officials due to a conflict of interest, as he is facing criminal charges. This appears to be the reason that no appointment has been made. There were long lines on Friday morning at stores inside the 15 indoor shopping malls that were permitted to open as part of a pilot plan amid the COVID-19 pandemic, as data showed a clear and consistent rise in the number of virus cases in Israel. Finance Minister Yisrael Katz dismissed concerns that widespread opening of commerce could cause a rise in cases. The mall owners pushed to have the shops open. Store owners and employees are supposed to undergo special training. Essential businesses such as grocery stores and pharmacies are allowed to admit more customers than non-essential ones. Mall owners or operators who violate the guidelines will have a 5,000 shekel fine for each infraction. At the end of the pilot, officials will draw conclusions about the safety of mall openings and decide when and how other shopping centres in Israel will reopen. The criteria will be based on compliance with occupancy levels, mask wearing, and preventing gatherings from forming at the entrances to the mall and stalls. Hospital heads around Israel, in a video conference meeting on Wednesday with the Health Ministry Director General Chezi Levy, issued a warning that the country is heading into a third wave of coronavirus infections after the nation surpassed 1,000 new daily cases for the first time in a month. There were 1,068 new cases diagnosed on Wednesday, 1.8% of the 60,463 test results returned. Israel's death toll for the virus is now 2,839. Major Itai Zaiden, a 42-year-old from Kibbutz Shoval, and Corporal Lihu Ben Bassa, 19, from Rishon LeZion, trainer and cadet respectively, were killed in a light plane crash in the south on Tuesday. The military is investigating what caused the two-seat Snunit training plane to crash. It's the Air Force's first fatal training accident since 2008. Heavy rainfall on Thursday caused extensive flooding and damage in several Israeli coastal cities, with the continued downpours making this November the rainiest in some part of the country since 1994. Scientists have warned that climate change will lead to less rain in Israel, but to more extreme downpour events. And Yoav Cohen won the European Windsurfing Championships last night and earned his place at the Tokyo Olympic Games. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.